The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver, Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. And as you always know, it is a Friday evening. Grateful to be here. Thank you to Frank Motek. Always wonderful to follow Frank on this radio program and this radio station. Throughout the broadcast tonight, we're going to get into a few topics in no specific order. The U.S. debt has now topped $31 trillion. And industry insiders are talking about the real story behind high gas prices. So we'll get into that a little later in the broadcast. Hurricane Ian, devastation in Florida. The president screaming about climate change and the connection. Yeah, right. Here's a story I bet you have not read or heard about. Tons of waterlogged electric vehicles are in Florida and they're catching fire. And the fire department is having a hard time putting them out. We'll get into that a little later. In California, right here, Gavin Newsom signed Assembly Bill 2098, censorship and medical, quote-unquote, misinformation. We'll talk about that. He waited to the very 11th hour last Friday night to sign this thing. And lawsuits have already been filed to stop it. A New York judge says it's time to legalize polygamy. Yep, we've got the story. It's only a matter of time. And in the aftermath of what history will say was COVID-19, we have some stories. First of all, a study about vitamin D and how it fights COVID infections. And I'm going to even give you a website of somebody that doesn't know I'm giving out their information on the air. I take their supplements. Study on adverse effects of the quote-unquote vaccines. Thousands of Americans sought medical care after they took the shot. And one prominent doctor says it's time to stop the madness. All that and much more. Your calls as well, always at 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. But let me start the broadcast officially with a little bit of a tease. Now, we've been here. This is the start of the fourth month. The honeymoon is somewhat over. I'm starting to get emails of people that, well, anywhere from love the show to can't stand my views. I'm always fascinated by that one. And by the way, whether you love the show, hate the show, not sure about the show, you're obviously welcome to call the program anytime. We embrace disagreement here, 800-222-KABC. And when I say we embrace disagreement, respectful disagreement. I'm not going to yell and scream and shout you down. If you do one and the same, you won't last long on the air. But if we can just kind of get into things and respectfully disagree, there was a time where that was kind of an art. We used to have things called debates where educated people, informed people can agree to disagree and we can maybe learn from each other. So the honeymoon is over, and so we have decided, because still so many of you are not sure what we're doing here on Friday night. And I get it. You don't listen all 2 hours, or you may listen and download a podcast from time to time. So we're going to help you along the way. On the other side, we're going to, in a sense, change the name of the program. And I can ad lib on the other side and tell you some specifics about what the title means. Because it will imply, well, definitely one thought, but it will signify a number of different areas. And that'll give us an opportunity to not only talk more about the different avenues of what we try to do here on Friday nights on the program, but invite you to also get involved. And so that's going to be kind of fun, and we're going to have a new theme song, and we're going to kind of launch that on the other side. I've actually had some people email me. I had six in the last 48 hours of people saying, and three don't even live in California. They've never heard the broadcast. Evidently, friends or family members have told them about what we do here on Friday night. And if those three, one is in Florida, one is in Massachusetts, one is in Oklahoma, if they're listening right now, they're obviously listening on the web at KABC.com. You can hear this program anywhere there is a stream around the world at KABC.com. And obviously locally, you can hear this on the radio at Talk Radio 790 KABC. We also do everything we can to give you as soon as possible the entire broadcast if you miss any of it. We actually have our my ministry guy who does a lot of social media for my ministry. He's on standby, as well as another friend who's an engineer. Literally, we get off the air, and 10 minutes after we sign off, we kind of pass the audio version of the program, and we post them on my website and on some other places like Rumble. And so it's pretty cool. We try to give you the program in its entirety ASAP. Also, 3 weeks from tonight, if I have the date right, is it 3 weeks from tonight? Yes. We're going to have a special in-studio guest. If you like rock and roll, this guy gets after it. We're going to have him come in, play a little bit, talk about his new album. His name is Craig Parker Adams, and you are going to be blown away. I won't say I convinced him. I called him this week. He said, sure, he listens to the broadcast. You hear his fun commercial twice during the broadcast. He has a brand new album called Vestalibule. So Craig's going to come in on the 28th. I don't have a calendar in front of me. I think that's 3 weeks from tonight. And we're going to have some other surprises in the coming weeks as well. I have another guest I've reached out to, waiting to hear back. You know this person, somewhat of a high-profile individual. I'm not going to name him, tease, none of that stuff until it's booked and confirmed. But every broadcast, you are also the guest. One of the areas I hope to increase, if I have it my way, is to take more phone calls on the program. I love interaction with you. I love having conversations. I love learning from you. And obviously, I like engaging in dialogue. I think it's something that when we think of talk radio, you would think it's basically a necessity to have dialogue. I began my talk radio career in 1987 on a late night program here in Southern California on a rock station. Some of you listened to me back then on KLOS. And when talk radio started to emerge back then, I actually had a little bit of a little bit of pride when people say, what do you do? Well, I do talk radio. This is back in the late 80s. Then it kind of morphed into, and some dude out of New York kind of led the shock jock thing. And then it was kind of embarrassing for me because talk show hosts all of a sudden kind of got the message. You have to be controversial and confrontative and yell and scream and hang up on people. Never been my forte at all. I've been on three radio stations. The first one I was on 27 years. Recently, I was on afternoons on a local station here in Southern California for 8.5 years. And we've been on 790 KABC starting our fourth month. I hope to be here many, many more months to come. This is exciting for me. I recognize some of you may know me. Many of you may not have any idea who I am nor what I'm doing here. All I ask is that you listen to a program or two. Get involved. Send me an email. The direct email here is frank@kmgministries.com. That's my ministry. KMG is in Kingdom Men's Gathering. You can send me an email right now, frank@kmgministries.com. Call the program. Get involved, 800-222-KABC. Or just casually listen. You're welcome to take a back seat and just kind of formulate your own interpretation of what we're trying to do here. But this is a very important 2 hours of radio. And there is a specific intention and reason why I do it. And when we come back, we're going to share what that is, kind of share the new name of the program. We're even going to play a little bit of a bumper tune that kind of elucidates what we're doing here. And we invite you to stick around. We're here every Friday night from 7 to 9 Pacific, p.m. Pacific, right here. This is the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We are back. Just got an email from, I don't know his first name, a brother listening on the waterfront. He's a longshoreman. I assume that's down in San Pedro. So those of you listening down there, thank you for what you do. One of my best friends from years ago waited forever to get in the union. As far as I know, he's still down there. And we appreciate all you do to keep us sustained in goods and everything else. Welcome back to the broadcast. Okay, so some of you email me and say, what's the point of the program? Are you, because I talk about my faith, is this a Christian radio program? We get into politics a little bit. Are you political? We talk about personal issues. I'm really heavy on the environment. And the scam that's being run on us here in California makes me nauseous. This man we identify as our governor and all of his little games, it's like, welcome to the circus. And I mean no disrespect, but we have a clown running our state. He's talking now about punishing oil companies, having a big meeting because they're gouging. Yeah, right. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit as the program progresses on the idea of the insiders of the industry and the real story behind high gas prices. But let me just kind of just share for a moment about our new title of this program. So the deal is this. You know, it's been the Frank Sontag Show. There was many years ago I call my program Impact back in the rock days. And that kind of stuck. But I've been the Frank Sontag Show forever. I'll be interviewed. I did two interviews this week. One was a podcast. One was a television program up in the Santa Barbara area. And they ask, you know, what's the name of your program? And I always kind of wince when I say the Frank Sontag Show. Like, you know, pat myself on the back. Eh. So I thought this week I had a conversation, actually, with my buddy Craig Parker Adams about what we do. And something came out of my mouth. And he said, did you hear what you just said? And I'm like, no. And he repeated the expression that I said. And I started thinking about it, and I thought, that's kind of catchy. I called a friend of mine who's a program director up in Central California, ran it by him. He goes, oh, I like that. I talked to a few people around this station, and it seems that it's kind of catchy. Now, we got to find out trademark-wise, and there's actually a rock group in San Diego that has the same name, but there's ways to work around that. So starting tonight and for the weeks and months and years to come, this program is going to be known as Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag. Now, you may think, Resurrection Radio, what does that mean? Instantly, you may go from the faith angle, right? Yes, I follow my Lord who did resurrect on the third day. But resurrection also implies a bunch of different things. My intention on this program is to kind of wake people up. I have a men's ministry. We talk a lot about spiritual warfare. I've met so many men that don't even know they're spiritually dead. They're just kind of making their way through this life. And so part of what we do at my ministry, in a manner of speaking, we try to resurrect them. You know, get your life back together. Get your life back on track. And there's other ways that we can go with that as well. So as far as I know, we haven't dotted all the I's and crossed the T's legally, but this program from now on will be called Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag. Do you like that? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Anybody want to call? We'll take a couple of calls if you want to say yay or nay. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. And look, I don't want to overemphasize. It's just a name. But I think for entities that don't know the program, when you hear something like Resurrection Radio, I would think it catches your attention. Or what does that mean exactly? So if I have a new listener driving down the 405 freeway, they love listening to Frank Motek talk about finances and money the hour previous me, and they still have us on KBC, and then this guy comes on and says, "Welcome to Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag." I would think they're like, "What does that mean?" So that's our new title, 800-222-5222. Thumbs up, thumbs down, don't care. whatever you'd like. But that's where we're going, and we have a new theme, of which we'll play maybe starting the second hour when I re-up it. So welcome to Resurrection Radio. All right, so speaking of resurrection, in a matter of speaking, there's a story out of New York that if this one doesn't rock your world, I don't know what else to say. The headline caught my eye, and I thought, this can't be true. New York judge says the time has arrived to legalize polygamy. Are we asleep? Wait to hear the percentage of people in this day and age right now that say there's nothing wrong with polygamy. I read a little bit from the Washington Stand, one of many periodicals websites I go to for stories on the program. A funny thing happened to the Democrats' same-sex marriage bill on its trip from the House to the Senate. People actually started reading the legislation. When they did, an uncomfortable reality set in. Nothing in the text explicitly outlawed polygamy. It was just a so-called drafting error. But it wasn't a drafting error when a New York judge recently recognized polygamy late last month. The decision by trial court judge Karen Bakdayan should have been front page news. After all, she basically gave New York's blessing to polyamorous unions in a decision of just 2 weeks ago, declaring, quote, "The problem with previous same-sex marriage rulings is that they recognize only two-person relationships," end quote. By the way, if you have any thoughts on this, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. The Supreme Court predicted this day would come all the way back in 2015 when same-sex marriage, or the union of two people of the same sex, was approved as the law of the land. I hesitate to say marriage. But Chief Justice John Roberts was one of the dissenters, and he wrote the following 7 years ago, quote, "Although the majority randomly inserts the adjective two in various places," Roberts wrote, quote, "it offers no reason at all why the two-person element of the core definition of marriage may be preserved while the man-woman element may not. If not, having the opportunity to marry serves to disrespect and subordinate gay and lesbian couples. Why wouldn't the same imposition of this disability serve to disrespect and subordinate people who find fulfillment in polyamorous relationships?" Stay with me. If you think this is no big deal, I can tell you why I think this is a very big deal. The media kind of nod, nod, wink, wink, oh, just a bunch of paranoid right-wingers back then. Now, many years later, You've got American parents in the fight of their lives over transgenderism and judges paving the way for plural marriage. And in case you haven't figured this one out, and I'm not one of these guys that has a need to be right. I said this on my other radio program a number of years ago when same-sex, quote-unquote, marriage was legalized. I said, this is just the beginning. They're not going to stop there. The LGBT's fight was never about marriage. It's about every social norm. Back in 2003, the late Justice Antonin Scalia warned of a day when state laws, quote, based on moral choices against bigamy, same-sex marriage, adult incest, prostitution, adultery, fornication, bestiality, and obscenity would all fall. He said this in 2003. At the time, people thought Scalia was just being a whack job. But now, get this, 23% of the American public thinks polygamy is morally acceptable. In this day and age, 23% of Americans think polygamy is morally acceptable. Back when Scalia served on the court 19 years ago, it was 7%. You kind of see where we're going here. And why not? If love and consent are all that defines a relationship, then proponents of incest, we see that happening. Pedophilia, we see that happening. Group marriage can follow the LGBT playbook all the way to validity. Frederick DeBoer wrote in Politico, quote, if my liberal friends recognize the legitimacy of free people who choose to form romantic partnerships with multiple partners, how can they deny them the right to legal protections that marriage affords? The left has been quick to say that polygamy isn't the next gay marriage, but who could possibly take them seriously, right? They first promised just wanted to live and let live. Then they said they only wanted legal benefits, not marriage. Then when marriage was approved by the court, they vowed not to force it on the states. After they forced it on the states, they said it wouldn't lead to religious persecution. Now, today, you can't open a newspaper or go online without seeing a lawsuit involving Christian business owners, Christian teachers, Christian schools, Christian adoption agencies, all fighting for their lives in this brave new world of quote-unquote tolerance. The reality is, once a nation rejects God's design, basic biology, thousands of years of human history, no boundaries, all out the window. We are a country building its policies on society's shifting sands. And if we aren't careful, my friends, the end result's going to be an America we will not and cannot recognize. If you have any thoughts, we'll take your calls on the other side, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. On the other side, we're also going to talk about Gavin Newsom signing Assembly Bill 2098 on censorship and medical misinformation. And we're going to continue with this program. Thank you for listening to Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag, Talk Radio 790 KABC. I just got an email from listener Judy. She does not like the name. She says, too religious. Judy, thank you. That's what makes our company, our country, and our company great. We're all about free speech, and I embrace that. I mean, it's not like I'm hanging my hat on the name. But, Judy, thank you. If you have any thoughts and you don't want to call the program, we've got some calls to get to in a moment. You can always email me, as Judy did, at frank@kmgministries.com. If you missed the previous segment, we kind of have a new name for the program. It's called Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag. In fact, Let's take some calls. Let me take Lisa in Alhambra first. I just read a story about a judge in New York giving the green light to polygamy. Lisa has a thought. Lisa, you're on Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Frank. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm kind of up in the air over the name only because not myself, other people who we are trying to bring to God, we don't want to turn them off. And I thought, what about Phoenix Rising? That would intrigue people. Regarding what you mentioned, though, about New York case, I have to say in California, Gavin Newsom, if people don't know, signed a bill. So it's much easier, and I don't believe there's going to be more than a slap of a wrist for sodomy to minors. And he also made our state here, you know, for minors to come and have the gender change without their parental consent.
Yeah,
those are two things that were recently signed in.
Yeah, he's been busy signing away. He also signed Assembly Bill 2098, of which we'll talk about in a little while. The theme is censorship, if you will. But it's the agenda. They're just pushing forth that progressive left agenda. And it's shocking. And I would hope and pray more and more people get involved in saying no more. We're not going to stand for it.
Well, that's it. I agree with you. And I think more people do need to stand up and decide to go and get involved locally. I don't like politics, but we don't have a choice at this point.
Yeah. Lisa, thank you for the call. Please call again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And by the way, just to emphasize again, when I say Resurrection Radio, I'm not heavily emphasizing the faith-based aspect of it.
That's why I brought up Phoenix Rising. Oh. I didn't think you did. I knew what you meant, but I'm thinking of people who are driving around who don't know who you are.
Right. Well, I'll explain it in time. Thank you, Lisa. And I just think, honestly, I don't know if the zombie apocalypse is on the horizon, but it just seems like there's a lot of people walking around that are spiritually dead. And so when I talk about resurrection, time to get your life together, time to wake up. So there's a lot of ways we can go with it. Let's talk to Ronald in Fontana. Ronald, you're on Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag. Hi, Ronald.
Hello, Frank. I just want to thank you for standing up in this day and age because the left is looking to get you. But never apologize for resurrection. Because that's the difference of all the religions in the world. There's only one empty box. But I just want to say this. There's an attack on the family, attack on God, and attack on the greatest country in the world. And people are had their fill. You can't believe how many people are ready to change things because we're tired of our freedom and our rights being taken away. And when they start messing with our belief in God, they've stepped over the line. Thank you, Frank, for what you do every day.
Thank you, Ronald. I appreciate the call. I echo your sentiments. I do have a concern, if you will, that in the faith-based community, that there are some that have been just, again, it's like sleepwalking on this, or they've bought the lie. Yeah, I have faith, and we're not supposed to be involved in politics. Couldn't be further from the truth. Jesus was involved in politics. My goodness. Let's talk to David in Los Angeles. David, you're on Talk Radio 790 KABC. How are you, David?
Hey, doing good, Frank. Doing good. Just want to bring this up to all your listeners and all the American voters out there. We are cowards. We allow this, okay? Especially in the conservative movement, we're too worried about this liberal is going to talk to us and to offend them. Screw them. Stand up, voice up, speak up for your right. The Americans that live at this generation are a bunch of pansies, bunch of cowards. I serve in my nation, United States Marine Corps. I fought for this country. I tell you right now, I'm going to look at every single American. I'm going to tell you, you guys are a bunch of cowards because we allowed our country to be like this.
David, I thank you for the call. Now, that's pretty intense, but I will say this. You know, I have a men's ministry, called KMG Ministries Kingdom Men's Gathering, and we challenge men to step up and find their plan and purpose in this life. And I happen to, separate from David, I happen to think the greatest crisis in our country is the lack of men being men. And I would be disingenuous if I wasn't transparent and say that I've thrown that word around a time or two, be the coward word. I think there are some that would rather hide and say, not me, this is too much. Even over the last 2 years with the lockdowns, I am a follower of Christ, so that would, I guess if you're going to put me in a box, that would make me a quote-unquote Christian, although a lot of people say they're Christians, different denominations, not sure what that means. But I'm a follower of Christ. And I will tell you this, in my circles, when I did my afternoon program during the lockdowns, as those that believe in God, we're not supposed to be afraid. And yet I was shocked how many people would call my program. They're just terrified, so afraid. I just don't know what to do. So the next thing you know, you've got the political elites and the power corrupt, the hungry, convincing you to put a mask on your face. Are you kidding me? Look, again, I'm all for individual freedoms. If you want to wear a mask down to 405 and drive by yourself, I saw a few of them coming to work. God bless you. But to impose or have mandates? No, 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 no. And then you hear the propaganda, the lies. Well, follow the science. Where we can see scores of scientists and medical doctors, whether it's saying masks don't do anything, or in the case of COVID, early therapeutics, the percentages, that this isn't the great plague, et cetera, et cetera. And then you start seeing them silenced. And the one propaganda, the one push, fear, doom and gloom, deception, lies, and people going belly up. Oh, just whatever you need to do. And oh, thank you for the check. I won't go back to work because I'm too afraid to go back to work. Oh, please. David, those would be the cowards. But my goodness, it didn't stop there. Now we're in a new season. We're finding out all of the after effects, the adverse effects of taking the shot. And if you did, look, again, I'm not here to chastise you or make you feel bad. In fact, we're going to do a story on the other side sometime where if you did take the jab, there's a way that you can kind of detoxify your system. But there seems to be study after study that points to the adverse effects are wide and varied, and scores of people are suffering because they took this shot. 800-222-5222. We've got some callers on hold, and on the other side, we'll take some calls and continue. I also want to set this up. 3 weeks from tonight, my in-studio guest will be Craig Parker Adams. He's a songwriter and a guitarist. He's one of my dear friends. This guy can shred. In fact, I've convinced him to bring a guitar in. We're going to have some fun. But he has a brand new album out called Vestali Buell. Here's a little taste in the form of a very interesting commercial.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. Vestali Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple-flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of Vestali Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, Vestali Buell. Coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
You can also go to CraigParkerAdams.com to find out more about what Craig does and also find more out about his new album called Vestali Buell. We will continue with more of this broadcast. You are listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag. Thank you for joining us. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. The emails are coming in, and I'm actually rather fascinated. The majority of emails, and I've not gotten a lot. I've got maybe 10. 8 of the 10 don't like the name. And there's a part of me, it's like, well, then we're definitely going with the name. I don't need to be confrontative, but I just find it interesting. You know, what is it about the word resurrection? And I get it. It's kind of connected to faith. But what about people that have resurrected their lives? People that have gone to the brink of just ruining everything. Don't we like inspiration? People that have turned their lives around, that's part of resurrection as well. So feel free to email me, frank@kmgministries.com. By the way, if you're interested in investments, how about that stock market, huh? And you know the buzz around precious metals and gold. It's a way you can kind of insulate yourself from, you know, volatility if that's what you do and you invest in stocks. My friend Mike Cordova from Gold Financial Group, I heard gold was up, I don't know the percentage, but it was up this week. And stereotypically, when the market fluctuates and drops, gold tends to go up. I think it's just under $1,700 an ounce, which is pretty cheap, actually. So Mike and those at Gold Financial Group, they can help you. They can guide you. They can educate you about important investments, whether it's gold, silver, other things as well. I got an email from a listener who called them last week, and somehow he came into some money and called and said, I'm not sure I even want to do this. And by the end of the call, he invested in some silver. So if that's something that you want to pursue, no push, no hard sales pitch. They just love what they do at Gold Financial Group. 800-214-9023 is the number to Mike and his crew. You may even get Mike on the phone. 800-214-9023 if you make that call. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Last Friday night, Gavin Newsom signed a series of documents into law in our state, one of which was Assembly Bill 2098. Somehow, the intention is to make medical misinformation illegal and punishable. Well, I think within a matter of hours before the ink dried, if you will, doctors have filed a federal lawsuit against the Medical Board of California and State Attorney General Rob Bonta over a freshly signed law that aims to punish physicians for spreading misinformation or disinformation related to COVID-19. The complaint, filed on behalf of Dr. Jeff Barkey and Dr. Mark McDonald, just days after Governor Gavin Newsom signed AB 2098 into law, asks the court to declare the new law unconstitutional, seeks a preliminary injunction to prevent it from being enforced. The statute defines misinformation as, quote, false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus, contrary to the standard of care, and disinformation as misinformation that is deliberately disseminated with malicious intent or an intent to mislead. Now, you may go, well, what's wrong with that? That sounds kind of logical. Well, stay tuned. This is where it's not only concerning, I agree with the doctors. This should be tossed out. Barkey is a primary care physician. McDonald is a psychiatrist. They both say that this new law violates the rights to free speech under the First Amendment to the Constitution. They allege the law, which allows the medical board to punish doctors for, and if they don't comply with what the state deems to be scientific consensus. See, that's where it gets a little murky. What the state tells you is scientific consensus. The lawsuit also says that this intrudes on the privacy of the doctor-patient relationship and replaces the medical judgment of licensed professionals for that of the government. See, that's where I go, Hasn't the government intruded into your life enough? Daniel Suhr of the Liberty Justice Center is the lead attorney in the case and says, again, AB 2098 is both unconstitutional and un-American. While the law says doctors cannot provide patients with medical advice, contrary to, quote-unquote, scientific consensus about COVID, Suhr says the last 2 years have shown the so-called scientific consensus is constantly changing and evolving. He said, in fact, it's only because we allow doctors and scientists the freedom to challenge the scientific consensus that we end up learning new things about how to treat the disease better and actually deliver better results for patients. Does that not make sense? Suhr said the Constitution allows the American people to determine what they believe is true. And only in a free and open marketplace of ideas can people see and understand their options. Suhr went on to say, quote, when the government comes in and says we're going to have one official truth or we're going to ordain one scientific consensus, end quote, that is fundamentally contradictory to 200 years of American history. Suhr said there's something very Orwellian about that for sure. Laws such as AB 2098 seem to be part of a coordinated censorship campaign that doesn't bode well for democracy. Do you think? Quote, we started with this whole concept of misinformation specific to COVID. Now we see it in healthcare related to gender transition surgeries. We see it in climate change. We see it in, wait for it, election results. Now our government is claiming the right to define truth and then censor and suppress any other view. Is this on? Dr. Barkey, who's based in Orange County, said the idea of the state compelling doctors to align their speech with the government narrative is dangerous. He disagrees with the notion that there is a scientific consensus about COVID in the first place. Barkey said, quote, science is not consensus. It's the opposite. It's challenging consensus. The only way you get scientific consensus is when you silence people that have a differing opinion, which is what's happening right now. So there may be this perception that there's some level of consensus, but there is not. With California already facing a shortage of primary care doctors, Barkey says he expects more physicians that will leave the state and create a heavier, unnecessary burden on physicians and patients in our state. He said AB 2098 is a bad law, it's unconstitutional, it's anti-American, and it puts patients at risk. He did say he thinks it will eventually be struck down in court. 800-222-5222. Dana is in Diamond Bar. We have a couple of moments. Dana, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Hi, Dana.
Hi. How about calling it Resurrect California? But I think the solution is very easy. It starts at the top, and it would be a tremendous change to have somebody else as the governor of this state. He is single-handedly writing bad legislation for medical care, harm for children. We've lost our rights, and the crime is off the chart. Why can't people put this together and hand Gavin Newsom the defeat of his life?
Well, I would say that's rhetorical. I agree with you. California seems to be a state that the majority align with his views. And so I guess that's part of the problem. My good friend Larry Elder ran in the recall, did astonishingly quite well. And I'm not going to go for the spin, conjecture versus quote unquote facts. He did very well. And I just kind of wonder in the back of my mind. I mean, I literally, in the presidential election, I got to drop my ballot off at a Holiday Inn on a corner, right, just in some bin. And you saw the videos. people confiscating, taking votes and ballots and, you know, all the laws that have been passed. Dare I say, do we even have free and fair elections anymore? I don't really want to go there because that will kind of be an excuse for some. Well, then I'm not going to vote. If it's not even fair, why should I waste my time? You need to get your butt out and vote, like Dana was talking about. You need to exercise your right and responsibility. My community, if you will, again, I use this expression kind of lightly. I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Christ. But the statistics, evangelical Christians, in relation to the number, very few voted in the elections in 2020. A small percentage. So it's one thing to say we're not sure if the elections are fair, but it's another thing if you have an overwhelming amount of people vote. If I can be so blunt and bold, it's kind of hard to fix elections that way. Unless, you know, I'm just dumb. But in terms of Gavin Newsom, I don't know the stats. Maybe we'll see if Larry will come on. Larry's a dear friend. He recites facts all the time. He's just kind of this guy that can talk about information. I think of all the counties in California, he carried every county in the recall but San Francisco. And he barely lost San Francisco without even, you know, pushing up in that area. So where does the truth lie? I think Gavin Newsom is arrogant, pompous. And his personality aside, I think the guy is just out there, especially with the climate change. We'll get into it on the other side. I think there is climate change, global warming, but these policies are devastating to middle class and Americans. We'll talk more about that on the other side. And your phone calls at 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Hour number two of Resurrection Radio with Frank Sontag is next. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.